Welcome to the Colts Midday Update on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Here's the voice of the Colts, Bob Lamy.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Colts Midday Update, presented by Shelby Materials on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan. Pretty, it was not. Ugly, it was. We'll talk about yesterday in just a moment.
When you've been in the business since 1951, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, we get outstanding feedback from our customers. Why? Because we know how to make quality concrete, and we will help you make sure everything is addressed before your contractor pours. Call Shelby and find out what you need to know on your next project. 317-738-3445. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate experts. Bottom line, we'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Well, let's talk some good things if we can. Mathias Farley played very well in the secondary, led the club with 10 tackles. Rigoberto Sanchez punted the ball exceedingly well, kicked off well. Coverage units was fair. Offense couldn't move the ball, couldn't get out of their own way. Too many mistakes, too many sacks, four of them, too many turnovers, three. The defense gave up a lot of big plays. Oddly enough, both teams had seven big plays when you consider a big play, a 15-yard run, or a 20-yard pass. This week, things have to change. The Colts have two home games coming up. And think about this, if they can win the two home games, you're 2-1 at the end of September, and you're very much in the thick of things. But they have to get things fixed today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Every day this week has to be a great practice. And then they've got to take it to the field Sunday. It won't be easy, but it has to be done. And that's it for the Colts Midday Update, brought to you by Shelby Materials on FM 107.5 and 1070 The Fan.